Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Gridiron Greatness podcast. So, today we're going to be talking about some news around the league and some other stuff based around the playoffs. Reacting to the news matchups and predicting the score, and then we're going to go from there. Thank you for listening. And with that, let's get right into it. So, just about an hour ago, might have been a little less, the Lions and Matthew Stafford have parted ways. So, this is, I think, a shock to me, just because I feel like the Lions, if they had built the team around him, put up some key dudes on defense, bring in some veterans on defense, I think they could have made the team good, especially with Matthew Stafford controlling the offense. I think that would be amazing for the Lions and their new coach. But I think Matthew Stafford sort of wanted out. I don't think that they could have done well, but I don't think they're going to win anytime soon. So that if I was Matthew Stafford, I would want out too. Now, the three teams, I'm going to say name three teams that I think this makes sense for them to pick up Matthew Stafford once they part ways, or they could pick him up in a trade before. I would go San Francisco 49ers is one. Jimmy Garoppolo, yes, I know, he was hurt. But he's not really looking as an elite quarterback anymore. And I hope he does well this upcoming season. But I think replacing him, maybe benching him for Matthew Stafford, or trading him to the Lions for Matthew Stafford and Jimmy G and somebody else, or and a pick or something to the Lions, for Matthew Stafford would be a great help to them. But I think that Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't want to be mean, but I don't think he has the talent to become another great. Yes, he had a great year where he took him to the Super Bowl. Yes, I get that. But at the same time, you have to look at consistency. Yes, I know he was hurt, but I don't think next year it's going to be the year for consistency. Number two for me, New England Patriots. Now, they have the cap space to do it. I don't think they would be willing to give up their first-round pick this year, or I don't think they'd be willing to give up one of their key defensive players, as in J.C. Jackson or Stephon Gilmore. I don't think they're ready to do that yet, especially since it's all around. Their team this year was really, like, defense-heavy. Like, their offense wasn't amazing, but their defense kind of carried them this year. So I think if they pick up Matthew Stafford, which they easily have the cap space to do, if they pick him up, I think it would be a great addition. Yes, he's a veteran. Yes, he's a little older for the NFL, not in real life, because he's only 32. But I think if they pick him up, I think he can be consistent for a few years, and then they could use him for a trade piece later on in 4 or 5 years or so. Use him as a trade piece, or they're done with him. But I think that he could bring a lot of value to them. And I think especially with the decent wide, if they take a wide receiver, a tight end with their first round pick, I think it could value a lot around Matthew Stafford. I think he could really shine under the helm in New England. Now, third spot. I know this sounds a little weird, but I'm going to go with the Texans. Deshaun Watson has won it out. And he has said his most preferred destination as of recently is the Jets. And this is actually what I'm going to talk about next. But I don't think they're going to be wanting Sam Darnold that much. I think they'd be wanting picks. So I think signing Matthew Stafford, re-sign Will Fuller, and then you could just build around that. I mean, you have a good offense. Then you have decent defense. Maybe build up that when you get draft picks if you trade them away. And then you sign Matthew Stafford. So that makes sense to me as well. All right. So enough about Matthew Stafford. We're going to be talking about Deshaun Watson. He has openly stated he won't be he doesn't want to be returning to the Texans in the future or the next season. So, I think if he hadn't announced that. I think the most reasonable spots for him, the New England Patriots, for the exact same reason. Actually, I take that back, because I said they wouldn't be willing to take the picks, give up the picks, and I honestly believe that, so I'm not going to say New England. I'm going to say San Fran for the same reasons I did with Matthew Stafford. Sean Watson, dynamic quarterback you can build around. Yeah, he has a huge salary, but I think you have to be willing to pay big bucks to a guy who can lead your franchise. Another fit, the Jets and Miami. He has openly said, though, he wants the Jets as his preferred destination. So I think that if he wants that, I think he'll honestly, I think he will get traded to the Jets, or he'll get traded to Miami. It's based off whichever team really wants him more and are willing to give up more for him. But I think the Jets are a better fit just because I feel like I see why. But I feel like the Dolphins, they're set. They have Tua, they have Ryan Fitzpatrick, Magic, as their, like, kind of like relief quarterback in the fourth quarter if Tua can't stay consistent throughout the game. So they have that to fall back on. And then they have Tua to start off the game, young quarterback who will develop with Ryan Tannehill, who will mentor him through the offseason and through the season. So I don't think he really fits there. I think he most likely fits with the Jets, a team who's rebuilding, hired a new coach, Robert Saleh, who will bring a lot of energy to the team. And I think if he brings in a guy like Deshaun Watson, I really think he could do – I think the Jets could do bits. I don't think they'd be – I actually think they would be playoff contenders if they build around that. I mean, they have Jameson Crowder, wide receiver one, but mostly a slot guy. Marcus May, talented. Talented defensive dude. He'll lead the defense. Their D line is pretty good, so I think that they could be a good team for Deshaun Watson. I think it would be a good place to go, honestly. Enough talk about new quarterbacks who are leaving. Now, and Cam Newton. Oh, wait, no, two more things we have to talk about. We have Cam Newton. He and the Patriots are expected to part ways. Most logic spot, Washington football team. They released Dwayne Haskins, which is who we'll be talking about next. They released Dwayne Haskins, and I feel like Alex Smith doesn't have as much in the fuel tank left as he used to. And I don't think he has what it takes like he used to, even though, don't get me wrong, he's a really good quarterback. But I don't think he's what he used to be after the leg injury. So I think that would be the only spot I could see Cam Newton landing in. Dwayne Haskins got released by the Washington football team. Excuse me if I said the Redskins before, but Washington football team. And I think a few days ago, he had lunch with Mike Tomlin. Sorry. And then later that day, he got signed. So I think it's a good pickup for the Steelers. I think that if Ben Roethlisberger can mentor him this season, I think he can be a good quarterback. He was drafted number 15 overall for a reason. But I think that Ben needs to mentor him. I don't think Big Ben has much left in the tank. Unfortunately, it's kind of an end of an era. We're seeing Drew Brees retire. We're seeing Big Ben probably going to go. It's just, it's crazy. It's crazy what's happening. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, they're getting really older, especially for the NFL, they're getting older. But, yeah. So now talk about players. Now let's talk about the games. So, the NFC and AFC Championship, Bills Chiefs, the AFC Championship. I'm sticking with the Bills on this one. I really feel as if Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs can get what they need, as long as they can get going and they get what they need, I think they can get over the bridge it takes to get contest to start contesting the Chiefs for the win. And I feel like if they keep doing that and they keep pushing the ball down the field fast, scoring quickly, keeping Mahomes in the pocket on defense. I think that's gonna be a key part, is the quarterback wide receiver chemistry. And then on defense for the Bills, they need to keep Mahomes. They need to put a ton of pressure. If this was a game, if they were debating a blitz, man zone, this is a game I'm man / zone blitzing 70% of the plays. Just coming off the concussion, yes, he's still a great quarterback, don't get me wrong, but he just got cleared. I think keeping pressure on him will make him a little uneasy. But the Chiefs, I still think they're going to lose, but I'm going to say what they need to win. They need to contain Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. Always have a defensive back / safety watching Stephon Diggs on the field. It doesn't matter if you're running short, medium, deep, or extremely deep. Josh Allen's going to find a way to get the ball to him. But then, on the other side, you have to make sure your D-line's doing great, keeping pressure on Josh Allen, because I feel like that's where he struggles a little bit, is that. And then he'll have to look for checkdowns, and he doesn't have those big chunk plays that gets the offense moving, which won't get him as much momentum, even though, unless they score a touchdown, which is obvious. But yeah, I feel like that's how they should keep that. I think that's how they would both win. So, Rodgers v. Brady. Possibly one of the last matchups we see, possibly not. But I think this is tough. I don't think there's a right answer, but there is, and it's the Packers. I just don't see how you stop Aaron Rodgers. MVP season. That'd be the biggest snub if he doesn't get it of all time, MVP. But he's been playing off the charts. And with Aaron Jones, a top-tier running back, and with Devontae Adams, arguably the best receiver in the league right now, who just had an amazing game against Jalen Ramsey, I think they bring up a really good point on how they can beat the Buccaneers, which is keep momentum going. Now, the Buccaneers, I think they should do the same as what the Chiefs should do to Stephon Diggs. Short, medium, long, Devontae Adams is getting the ball, and that's undisputed. Him, Robert Tonyan, Aaron Jones. Those are the guys you have to look out for, especially. But you always have Marquez Valdes-Scantling. You always have him. You have guys like Alan Lazard, who will just sneak through the seam. Boom. Gone. That happened a lot last game. So I think that you have to contain. You have to contain the passing game with Aaron Rodgers, because if he gets into a rhythm, there's no stopping that. I'm sorry, there's no stopping that. The Packers defense against the Bucks, they have to watch out for literally every single named weapon Tom Brady has. He has his arm. I'm not about to say speed, because that would just be the biggest joke ever. Sorry. But he has Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Scotty Miller, Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, Cam Brate. They have LeSean McCoy. I'm pretty sure he's still there. Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones. I mean, how do you stop that offense? There's so much that can go in to that offensive game plan, and they're so hard to stop me. So I think as long as you can contain the run game and keep the route and keep the wide receiver scared of those deep routes, which I think Jair Alexander against Mike Evans will do. I think he'll win that battle, Jair. But I think if they can take off Mike Evans with only one cornerback, that's a huge advantage for them to cover the rest of the field with all the other weapons. Now the Bucks, the way they win on offense, they have to keep the ball moving, or you make it slow drives, trudging along drives, which will keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. I think that's the key right here for the game, is keeping Aaron Rodgers off the field, because the minute he gets momentum, bam, all your hopes and dreams of the Super Bowl gone through the window right there. But yeah, that's how you win on offense, is long, slowest drives that'll keep Aaron Rodgers off the field. So Super Bowl, I'm going Packers, and Bills again, like I know, like I've always said. I'm gonna say Bills still on top. Everything has to go into this game. I think the Bills will be on fire. I know what I said about Rodgers stuff, but I think if the Bills can get a really good job at double teaming Davante Adams, always having a safety looking at him, I think they can get this done. Especially since they have a better defense than the Packers, in my opinion. Even though Packers have been picking it up the last few weeks. I think that they have a better defense, so I feel like they should be able to contain the offense of the Packers a little better than the Packers' defense can contain the Bills. So those are my predictions. That's what's going wrong around on the league. And thank you guys for listening. And you guys will hear me in the next podcast, definitely after these games are done, sometime next week. Thank you guys. Bye.